Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. The third and final hour of the 52nd and final show of 2012. I'm your host, James Edwards. Been a good night, been a fun night. The last segment of the second hour was particularly lighthearted because we were talking about some of the more ridiculous stories of the week, and you can't help but laugh at some of this stuff. And we've had a lot of laughs this year. We've had a lot of good moments, and that is, in fact, what the focus of tonight's third hour is all about. The top 10 moments of 2012 for yours truly and the political cesspool, as we broadcast to you tonight from our flagship AM radio station and going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network across the country and around the world. We're simulcasting at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And it goes without saying, we're quite proud of the banner year that 2012 was. The political cesspool stands alone in the English-speaking world as a mainstream media entity dedicated to the advancement of our people. When you're listening to the voice of the American right, you're listening to the political cesspool. And now we're going to look back on some of our, what I found to be greatest moments of 2012 with this top 10 countdown. And Eddie Miller and Keith Alexander, Keith actually is on his way home right now. Eddie's joining me for the third hour, but no one else, not even the staff members, know what my top 10 are. And other people, other hosts might disagree with me on the top 10 or change the rankings in one direction or another. But as I was going back through from January until just a couple of days ago through the blog, reading about who our guests were on each particular week, what we were talking about, what we were doing off the air and behind the scenes, I came up with this top 10 list, and I hope it'll bring back some good memories for you on the year that was. Number 10 in the top 10, it's an annual shoe-in, our April Confederate History Month series. Each year we make a point to showcase the Confederacy in April. It is Confederate History Month, and we celebrated the South once again in 2012 by interviewing pro-South leaders and by talking about what the South means to us and why we go to such great lengths to celebrate its traditions. It's always an annual highlight, Eddie, and I can remember me and you having a couple of profound segments during April earlier this year during which we sat together and talked, and it was just great radio and certainly very moving for us as Southerners.
It's funny you mentioned that, James. I was out with my grandson today, and I was telling him about the history behind the Second War of Independence, and I was telling him about how we have relatives, and I particularly pointed out in eastern Kentucky where I have relatives buried that rode with the Confederacy. They were with the Confederate cavalry, and I explained to my grandson how a lot of people look at me like an unpatriotic scallywag because I really don't feel like the Stars and Stripes is my flag. And as James can attest, I have two, not just one, but two honorable discharges from service from the Army. And so I feel like I have an opinion, that's I can voice my opinion. And I think we're under illegitimate government. And that flag we see, the Stars and Stripes, my true flag is the Confederate flag, James, in the flag before 1860, the American flag.
Well, Eddie, because we do share those sentiments and we are who we are on the air and off, we always showcase the Confederate History Month series in April. We've been doing it since 2004, and we'll be doing it for as long as we're on the air, and it's always an annual highlight, which is why it makes our top 10 list of 2012. Number 9, I had the opportunity to snub NBC, and it's rewarding to know that your show, in this case the Political Cesspool, has grown to the point that it puts you in a position to be able to turn down interviews with major television networks, which is exactly what I did. When NBC's Memphis affiliate wanted me to appear as an on-camera featured guest to respond to the SPLC's 2012 Hate Watch list, which the Political Cesspool proudly graces for the sixth consecutive year. Frankly, it has been my policy now for a few years, ever since we quote-unquote made it, that I don't grant interviews with local television, newspapers, or radio. I'll do national shows. I'll go on CNN. I'll do something like that. I'll talk to other venues that I believe share some sentiments of mine. But I don't do local, and I certainly don't do local things in Memphis anymore because it's just too Bush League. And I felt as though the proposed segment was going to be beneath me, and I was proven right when it aired a few days later without my participation. I can remember the reporter calling me from Channel 5 here, the NBC affiliate in Memphis, saying, you know, we want you to be on. You're a big name. We need you. And they were kind of blowing smoke at me. And they said, this is going to be what it's about. The SPLC said this. We want your response. And I knew it was just going to be a hatchet job, as it always is. I mean, the national media is biased as it is, it's still a little bit better than the local outlets. And I politely declined, as I always do. And sure enough, a couple of days later, the teaser for that particular segment that I was supposed to star in showed, you know, people with Nazi tattoos carved into their head, you know, marching around in you know, jack boots. And of course, they wanted me on to play the part of those guys, which certainly isn't what this show's about and never has been. And so I made the right decision to turn it down. And frankly, I don't talk to people who has an audience smaller than my own. I don't slum it with those guys. And so no appearance on NBC.
It's funny you mention that, the hatchet job, James. That comes to mind, the Murrow Trade Center in Oklahoma City, when they supposedly had the Klan and the Nazi, neo-Nazis training down in a place called Elamine City down there in the extreme southeastern Oklahoma. Well, come to find out, the whole thing was a setup job. Well, they might have been a few, bimbos down there that were actually thought that they were in the Klan or neo-Nazis. But for the most part, the most of the people down there, James, were government agents. They were CIA, FBI. They even had some German black ops groups in America over here in Elamine City with that Oklahoma City thing. And the whole thing was planned that way to make it look like the American militia and, to make the South and the Southwest look like a bunch of dingbats. But you know, they tried to make the militia look bad. But you're right, James. It's the same. When you said that, it made me think of Elamine City, and there was no militia patriots over there. They were just trying to throw crap on the American people.
Well, you got to be wise as serpents when dealing with the media, who is certainly in firm control of our enemy, the enemy of God and country, of the Constitution and everything we stand for. That's not to say you can't use their venues and platforms from time to time. The political cesspool has made a lot of headlines over the years, and we're not averse to giving interviews, but it's got to be something where we're going to reach at least a number of people, even with the bias that we'll be subjected to, that it has a chance to benefit our brand and our message. Number 8 on the top 10 moments of TPC's 2012, I had the opportunity to speak at the American Renaissance Conference in the spring. Hosting this show gives me the opportunity to travel and accept speaking engagements across the country. Taking the podium at the 2012 American Renaissance Conference was very rewarding. And here's what the organization had to say about my remarks. James Edwards, host of the Political Cesspool, spoke about effective white advocacy, reminding the audience that loving our race is the key. Mr. Edwards spoke of some of the achievements and satisfactions of radio work. In Memphis, where he lives, blacks outnumber whites 2-1, and that may be why his program is so popular. He noted some of the triumphs he had helped bring about. As a talk show host, Mr. Edwards gets fan mail from all over the country, and even the world, and believes that more and more whites agree with us. We are making our issues fashionable again, he said. And indeed we are, and this show has long been a trailblazer in making that possible. Speaking at American Renaissance, the number 8 item on our top 10 countdown of 2012, and we'll be back to give you the rest of the list right after these words.
Political Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a 2-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. We are now recapping, since this is our last hour of the year, the top 10 greatest moments, as far as I'm concerned, of TPC's run. From January until tonight, and it's everything we're talking about and so many other things that happened that were good this year that we're not going to be able to bring up and mention because of time constraints were made possible by the financial support and prayers of our listening audience. Folks, without you, none of this would be possible, and it wouldn't have been possible from 2004 onward as it has been. But number 10, the Confederate History Month series, always very special for us here. Number 9, you've crossed a Rubicon when you can turn down major interviews like the one that I was asked to give to NBC. I turned it down because I didn't think it was in the best interest of the show, and I was right. Speaking at the American Renaissance Conference, on the other hand, was a very good experience, and we met a lot of good people, big crowd there. Number 7 on the top 10 list of things we experienced this year as hosts of the show is something that Eddie Miller certainly had every bit to do with. Bob Mazur's guest appearances on the show. It's not every day that you get to interview a former DEA agent who courageously infiltrated Pablo Escobar's cartel as an undercover agent, and we did it on more than one occasion in 2012. Mr. Mazur's life story is currently being made into a movie, and he was on this show two or three times, Eddie, and this is a guy that you sought out, that you booked, and it was big news. And he remains very cordial with our work, and so are we with his.
You know, I followed his work a little bit. Recently, there was another big bank busted. If you want to call it busted, they slapped their little hands, James. I don't remember which one it was. There's been so many of them that have been caught dealing drugs and laundering, drug money. But it was one of the, I think it was even one of the larger banks in what Mazur busted. He busted, James, he busted the 7th largest bank in the world for laundering drug money and other, involved in other stuff like, child prostitution. But this other huge bank that went down, Mazur had talked about, and they just got a little slap on the wrist. Not one person went to jail in the banks. If you notice that, and Mazur pointed that out, very seldom does anybody ever go to jail in these banks. But you're right, James. I'm wondering when that movie's going to come out. I think all the guys from Cesspool is going to go see that movie when it comes out. What do you think?
Well, we have to support a guy that's been on this show a handful of occasions. And, of course, Eddie, as we kick off the new year, we got to make another big top 10 list for 2013, getting this guy back on the show. Might very well qualify. It was a big guest, you know. HSBC Bank, Sam Bushman said. It was a big guest, DEA agent, not just a very high-profile law enforcement official, but one that, again, the Pablo Escobar cartel, I mean, they make that's just Wells Fargo was also implicated in that, or fined at least. But Pablo Escobar, that's something that everyone's heard his name. This man was one of the most influential in bringing down his empire. Quick comment, Eddie, and then we're going to go to number six on the list.
You know, James, I'd like to point out one of the things that you remember. It really, really floated my boat when the DEA agent said yes, that the Federal Reserve not only knew about what was going on, but they were involved in the drug laundering money. What do you think about that, James?
That was groundbreaking. You know, we wanted to tread lightly with Bank of America, by the way, was another one that he helped implicate, and that was a part of that. When we had Mazur on for the first time earlier this year, that was something that, you know, we wanted to tread lightly. We wanted to get a story. We wanted to not putting back him into a corner and ask him an uncomfortable question. Yeah. When he came back, you asked it just as a floating, you floated it out there. He took it. He didn't back off. He swallowed it hook, line, and sinker, and he really held the feet to the fire, and that made him even more worthy of a spot on our top 10. It was a great interview. Number six. Great series of interviews. Number six on the top 10 list of TPC's 2012, our live broadcast at the Council of Conservative Citizens Conference back in July. Now, we truly enjoy each and every show that we have the honor of hosting on this network, but we really love the ones during which we're flanked on all sides by a crowd of screaming fans for three straight hours, and that was exactly what happened. The first broadcast of July of this year, I think it was July 6th, July 7th, we were in Nashville, a couple hundred people in the room, enthusiastic fans. And if you have not yet listened to that particular episode, please find it in the broadcast archives, which date back all the way to the beginning of our run. But go back to the first show, I believe it was in July. All of the hosting staff, all of the active hosting staff was up there. Of course, Winston Smith, because of his medical issues, was not there, but I was there, and Bill Rowland co-hosted the show with me. You and Keith were also there. You remember the atmosphere, Eddie. You know, go back and listen to it. It's just such a great camaraderie. Again, the atmosphere, so jovial, so friendly, so robust and enthusiastic. I actually went back and listened to a portion of that show while I was compiling the top 10 list because I remember it so fondly, and it lived up to everything that my memory suggested. And I know, Eddie, you being there, you can probably add another word or two to it.
I'll tell you what, that show has an especially special spot in my heart, more spot in my heart. If you remember, James, me and my grandson had been up in the edge of Virginia and eastern Kentucky. We dropped back through Nashville to do the program, the show there. And that, James, I don't know if you remember or not, but that's where we kicked off my St. Jude Marathon fundraising program. And listen, I know the marathon's over, but I would just like to tell our listening audience again, James, guys, thank you. Had it not been for the political cesspool, our listeners, James, I would have got diddly for my contributions. My minister chipped in $100. Of course, me and my wife gave some. And with the secretary of my church, goes where I go to church and where my grandson goes to school, chipped in $25. But the vast lion's share of the contributions to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital here in Memphis was given by political cesspool listeners. And that's where I kicked off, pretty well kicked off the campaign. And plus, we did a YouTube here at your house about St. Jude. James was so gracious. Liberty News Radio allowed me to have this news venue for a charity operation for St. Jude, and it's hard to talk about without crying, James.
And we did talk about it, and rightly so, a couple of weeks ago after you successfully completed the 26-mile run on behalf of the pediatric patients of St. Jude. But it all kicked off during that show, the live broadcast at the 2012 Council of Conservative Citizens Conference. Again, folks, consult our Library of Broadcast Archives if you have not listened to that show, or if you just haven't listened to it recently. Certainly one of the finest of the year, and that's why It's on the top 10 list. Number five. You'll remember back in October of 2011, so this wouldn't qualify for one of the top 10 of this year, although it was certainly one of the top 10 of last year, Pat Buchanan made a third live appearance on the show. And for months, the very cordial and polite and professional discussion that we shared, Pat and I, was making national news. It was a very big story politically in this country. The coverage of his October 2011 appearance on TPC spilled over into 2012. It was still making news all the way up until March, when it got picked up by Howard Stern himself. Number five, Howard Stern plugs the political cesspool, and we've proven ourselves to be quite the media magnates, having commanded headlines from some of the biggest media outlets in the world for many years. However, we'd never been plugged by the self-proclaimed king of all media himself, Howard Stern. But 2012 fixed that, Eddie, and talk about a cesspool, not that we would want to be plugged or mentioned in any way whatsoever, good, bad, or indifferent, by Howard Stern, but it just, as a matter of fact, occurred this year, and it is a fact that he has a pretty big audience, so it was something noteworthy for us. Virgin soil was plowed there, in so much as it was just a new and different media venture that was tracking and commenting on the work of the political cesspool. Howard Stern plugs TPC, number five on the top 10. We'll get to the top four right after this.
Political Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all.
Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get out of this place.
If it's the last thing we ever do. Political cesspool, another year that you, our listening audience, made possible. The top 10 moments of our year. Number 10, our Confederate History Month series, which we host each April. Number 9, snubbing NBC. Number 8, my speech at the American Renaissance Conference. Number 7, former DEA agent Robert Mazur's guest appearances. Number 6, the very memorable live broadcast in July that we hosted in front of a live and raucous crowd at the Council of Conservative Citizens Conference. Number 5, getting noticed and talked about by Howard Stern himself on the Howard Stern Show. Getting media attention doesn't really blow up my skirt anymore like it used to when I was a young lad. You get used to things, and it's surprising what you can get used to, but that was something a little bit different, and so it was noteworthy. Number 4, Winston Smith's triumphant return to the airwaves. That occurred earlier this year. Of course, Winston Smith remains a very valuable member of our staff, and up until the day when he completely lost his hearing, he had been a regular co-host of the program along with Bill and Eddie and Keith. Of course, he proved this year that it's hard to keep a good man down. In fact, you can't do it. As he returned to the show a few months back with the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist, and to my knowledge, this may have been the first time, Eddie, in the history of broadcast talk radio that a deaf person co-hosted a live show. In fact, if you go back and listen to that show during which Andy Nowicki was the guest earlier this year, Winston did much more than just co-hosting it. He handled most of the interview solo. Somebody get Guinness on the phone, you know, and the way Winston was able to come back on the show was that he had a courtroom transcriptionist on the guest line listening to what we were saying live on the air, and she was typing to him via a chat room in real time, because she's a courtroom transcriptionist, she can type a lot faster than we can, what the guest and I were saying, and he was responding with his voice to what he was reading with his eyes, despite not being able to hear. Definitely worthy of the top 10. We didn't think and Winston would ever return in hosting capacity. And he did it, and he came back another time or two after that. Incredible story.
It was incredible. I remember that show, James, very well. I do, and you're probably right. If that's not the very first time in history, it's got to be in the top 5. The times it has happened. You know, speaking of Winston, I miss that guy so bad. I tell you, and I miss the chief, Art Frith, too. I remember, you know, as everybody knows probably by now, I'm real sentimental and nostalgic, but we used to do the radio show out there in Millington, out in the middle of a bean field fighting snakes and wasps. Oh, Winston would come out there. Remember his pipe? I used to love when he'd come out there with his poke, this pipe, man. We never did it on the air, but we'd have a brewski every now and then before, of course. We never did it. We never drank on the air. But, God, he was such an intellectual. Matter of fact, when I first heard the cesspool, Winston was my fan. Of course, I loved you too, James. But Winston was the guy who really rung my bell. And the first couple of times I called in was because of Winston. I guess I kind of identified with him too, because he was an ex-Navy guy. I was ex-Army. And but the guy is just a superb intellectual, second to none.
And I only wish his on-air contributions could be more steady, but in light of his medical infirmities, it's understandable that he can't appear more. But he did break through with the aid of the courtroom transcriptionist, and I remember his pipes as well. You know, Winston kind of reminds me of a hobbit in the Lord of the Rings movies. He kind of has that demeanor and very laid-back lifestyle, and just a great man and great friend. And it was so rewarding to be able to do radio with him again. And he found a way to make it happen. He did. He had a settling influence. He just calm, cool, and collected, and never rattled. you're the bombardier, and he is the antithesis of the bombardier. He has to wait to tell me. Number three on the top 10 list. And keep in mind that no one in advance of us, of me presenting these items to you live, knew what I had in store for tonight. Not Eddie, not Keith. And if Eddie had known what I had in store tonight, he would have saved a little bit of his commentary a moment ago for this, because the number three item on our list of accomplishments and most noteworthy dealings in 2012 was, in fact, Eddie's marathon run, and that's number three on the list. Despite being 65 years old and being a patient himself in the cardiac ICU just a couple of years back, co-host Eddie the Bombardier Miller had trained all year this year to run in the 26-mile St. Jude Marathon, and he successfully completed that run earlier this month here in December, which benefited, as I said a moment ago, the pediatric patients of the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It was a run made possible by the support of TPC's audience. You had to raise at least $500 to even get on the starting line. All that money went to the kids, and we raised way over that on Eddie's behalf. Way to go, Eddie. I know we talked about it for a full 30 minutes earlier this month, and you talked about it a moment ago, so we'll just make this one quick. We don't just celebrate what we accomplish on the air when we look back on the year that was. We are a family. We're brothers. We celebrate some of the triumphs we have off the air, too, because what we do off the air, what we do in the studio, it's all the same.
You know, and I've said this in the past shows, but I'd like to point this out one more time. A lot of our detractors and people that heap garbage on us all the time, like the FSPLC and the ADL, the same old people. You know, James, and I'm not tooting my horn. I'm not tooting the horn of the cesspool, because we here at the cesspool, we are a bunch of sentimental guys. We're humans, so we all have children. James has a small child. You know, we all have kids. Bill's got kids. Keith's got kids. I got kids. I got grandkids, and we love kids, and we're human, and we're Christians. And I'd like to throw the gauntlet out. I hadn't seen anybody from the SPLC or the ADL going out and giving airtime and spending money supporting somebody like St. Jude Children's Hospital. But the political cesspool, and they pay more taxes probably than we gross in a year. And, you know, we put it on the line. Liberty News Radio gave me airtime, gave St. Jude airtime. I've yet to see any of our detractors do anything comparable to that, James. What do you think about that?
Well, you never will, and it's not surprising, and you never will. These aren't good people. They're not righteous people. They're not fighting hatred. They are perpetuating it. And no, they're never going to do anything as noble and as honorable as you did, Eddie, because you're a noble and honorable man, and they're not, and they'll never understand what it's like to be one. But that was number three on the top 10 list of things we experienced in 2012, and I use the term we loosely, vicariously through you, I experienced that, but I do feel I was a part of it and happy to be. Number two on the list of, as far as I'm concerned, the top 10 of TPC's year, the Ray Stevens interview. Now, this was special to me for a few reasons. Ray Stevens has always been one of my favorite singers, and in August, the Grammy Award winner became one of my favorite guests as well. And what made that interview even more special was that my pastor joined me as a guest host that day. We weren't able to have Ray Stevens on the air live, so we taped it and then played it the following Saturday to work around his schedule. But my pastor has been a lifelong Ray Stevens fan, and I knew that. And I called him up the day before Ray was scheduled to tape the show with me, and I said, "Why don't you come to the studio? I got a surprise for you." And we had him on. And that was in August of this year. Go back and listen to that one. Ray Stevens, the Streak, Misty, Mississippi Squirrel Revival, Turn Your Radio On, just great stuff. And we had a great conversation with him. But the number one item, as far as I'm concerned this year, was another interview that we conducted with a very big name. New ground was plowed in this case as well. And Eddie, once again, your fingerprints are all over it. It was the first time the political cesspool ever hosted, in a live interview or otherwise, a sitting member of the United States House of Representatives. That's exactly what we did in September when United States Congressman Walter Jones joined us for a particularly enthusiastic interview. And if you listen closely, you can still hear the media lamenting his appearance, but the congressman never disavowed us. This story made a lot of news. He never backed down. He never said, "I wish I hadn't gone on there. I didn't know better." He backed us up all the way through, and he later cruised to re-election in November, despite the fact that his Democratic opponent tried to make it a point of the campaign that he had come on the show. He never apologized, he never backtracked, he never retracted, and he was a big winner on Election Day when most Republicans were not.
You know, James, I'll never forget that either. No one was more surprised than I was when I was able to land that interview. I kept thinking, I know me and James were sitting here, we kept thinking all the way to the 11th hour that he would get wind, the SPLC or somebody would get in touch with him and threaten him and say, if you go on your toast, if you go on that show, you're history, son. Well, he didn't. And like James said, he just thumped his nose at all the opposition.
The lies.
Yeah. You know, it's the lies. That's right. You know, I think if other congressmen out there, if other politicians would have enough brains, and very few congressmen have enough brains to do anything without being, you know, led by the nose. But James, that should set the mold. That should be like a prototype for other congressmen. If you would stand your ground and stand for your principles, fight for your principles, come hell or high water, you know, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, stick to your guns, stick to your principles, you'll be the winner in the end.
His appearance with us did not hurt him at all. In fact, it could have only helped if you look at his election numbers. The media and our enemies are only as powerful as you allow them to be. More to come right after this. Stay tuned. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back as we are recapping the year that was, 2012, the top 10 from 10 to 1, April's Confederate History Month series, snubbing NBC, speaking at the American Renaissance Conference, Bob Mazur's guest appearances, our live broadcast at the CFCC Conference, Howard Stern, Winston Smith's triumphant return to the airwaves, Eddie's marathon run, and the appearances of Ray Stevens and Walter Jones, respectively. And, you know, as I said, the news tried to burn Jones for appearing by trotting out the usual lies and a doublespeak about the show. He knew better. He looked at our body of work. He didn't back down. And in fact, I saw at least a half a dozen letters to the editors that were published in North Carolina newspapers after his appearance from people reading the news stories about him coming on with us and them looking into our show, reading our website. These are just people who had never heard of the political cesspool before, people who had read some of the news stories there in North Carolina, saying, you know, I went to the website, I've listened to a few shows, and, you know, this isn't the show y'all are describing. I didn't see anything that led me to believe this was, you know, a racist show or a hateful show. These seem to be good Americans. And we are. And that's how we see ourselves. And that's how other real Americans see ourselves. That's how Walter Jones sees us, if I dare to be so presumptuous. And certainly, if anyone listens to this show, we are much more in line with the thought process of Americans than people like Piers Morgan, who, as we were talking about earlier in the show, says we need to get rid of the Bible, we need to amend the Bible, rewrite the Bible because it's out of date with regards to how it addresses the issue of homosexuality. Well, that is certainly a radical and extremist statement compared to the things we say here. But those are the top 10, Eddie, and it's hard to come up with the top 10 because so much happened this year. Sonny Landham's appearances on the show, always thrilling, and he, our good movie star friend, was back on a time or two this year. I loved all the shows we did during Christmas, where we played the great Christmas music. Of course, our annual birthday party, the on-air anniversary special that we do each October around the 26th to commemorate our first show that ever was back in 2004. That's always a big show. The Halloween show was a lot of fun this year. We played all the Halloween music. Any show that Sam Bushman filled in, and he filled in two or three times for me in addition to his routine guest appearances, was great. That when Bill and Keith sub for me when I have to be out, also excellent shows. Excellent programming. Richard Mack made a very big appearance. You know, let's not forget Richard Mack, you know, and his debut appearance. That should be in the top 10. George Wallace Jr. was on last month. I mean, talking to the son of one of the greatest governors in American history. A very big show. It was a big year. And I'll tell you, you know, I tried to keep it to accomplishments that we had, rather than celebrating the fact that karma was served to some of our detractors. You know, Roland Martin, my sparring partner on some of my CNN appearances, was, in another case of poetic justice, suspended from CNN for making comments that they thought were derogatory towards homosexuals. So he can call me a racist, he can call me a bigot, he can call me this, that, and the other, he can slander and malign me all he wants, but even he had to bend a knee at the altar of political correctness when he got out of line and said something that violated the tenets of political correctness with regards to sodomites, but it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, so CNN suspended Martin. Another one of the people who have inflicted harm or at least taken us to task on their shows, Keith Olbermann was fired by, I think, his sixth or seventh network. He is now off the air. Paul Bebeau, your good friend, Eddie, who invited you to come down for a ride-along, giving the new term to ride-along. You know, Paul Bebeau, wow, what a scandal that was a couple of years back. And he got his comeuppance this year in a gay sex scandal when he was the headmaster of an all-boys school, and that ruined his political career and ambitions. But a lot of the people who have done the cesspool wrong were paid back this year in ways that we could have never served justice ourselves. Revenge is a dish best served cold, as they say. But Keith Olbermann, Roland Martin, Paul Bebeau, and I think there was another celebrity or two that had taken issue with us and kind of spread some lies about us that got their due. But I'll tell you, the greatest moment of the year for me, I guess, in being loosely related to the show, it wasn't really an accomplishment we had on the air. It wasn't a celebrity guest. It wasn't somebody that we've sparred with getting their just reward. You know what really I think, in all honesty, was probably my best moment that I shared as a host of the show this year was an experience I shared with you when we went to Nashville earlier this year. I believe it was back in March. Why don't you fill in the audience why that particular trip was so special and what we did and who we met?
Well, I'll tell you what, me and James, in fact, I think that was back in June, James, or May. But, yeah, me and James met and came over to his house. We got in the car, and we went to Nashville. As usual, if you've ever ridden with James, if you've never ridden with him, it's quite a treat right there. He didn't leave not even 30 seconds leeway to get there. I mean, we were rolling on to Nashville, buddy. And, you know, the Big E here, when I go someplace, I'm always looking out for the – expecting the worst, a train to block us, a timber to fall in the road or something. But we went up there. We met Sam Bushman. His buddy, Sam and Kurt, had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful meal at the restaurant. And probably the high point of my day besides meeting those guys, I mean, it was just like we've known them all of our life, just like they were kin folks. When we went to Andrew Jackson's with the Hermitage, and we toured that. See, I've never been there. I've been in Tennessee all my life. And it was very, very special to Sam, too. Sam was a big, huge fan of Andrew Jackson, of the guy who killed the Central Bank the first time. You know, a matter of fact, I'd always heard all my life that on Andrew Jackson's tombstone, he had an epitaph that said, "I beat the banks." I didn't see that, but I didn't look for it that hard. But it was such a wonderful day. The high point of that trip, James, was, like you said, that was very special to me, was touring the Hermitage. But it was a very rare time that I got to have a day uninterrupted with you. No phones coming in, no people calling in from the audience. But we got to talk a lot of war planning, just a lot of camaraderie. It was a wonderful, special time.
We met at my house that morning. You and I drove up straight to the Nashville airport, picked up Sam and Kurt, took them to their hotel. And the reason we all rendezvoused in Nashville was that Sam Bushman, of course, owner of Liberty News Radio, host of the Liberty Roundtable show, our good friend, was speaking at he was a featured speaker at the Constitution Party's National Convention, where they were nominating their presidential and vice presidential candidates. And we got to meet Virgil Goode, who was the head of the ticket, and we got to hear Sam's speech, "He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules," which is just great, and we went on to rave about that afterwards, and that was a great experience. Just hanging out with Sam and Kurt, going to the Hermitage, as you mentioned, sharing that time together to and from Nashville in the car that day, and anyway, that would have been number one on the list if it had anything to do with the personal success of the show itself. That was kind of an auxiliary thing related to it, but that probably was, I guess, my most memorable and probably most fun and favorite moment of the year, the day we spent with Sam in Nashville. Folks, it's been a great year. And thanks again, fans, for making it possible. And as we've said before, with the dawn of a new year upon us, 2013, just a few days away, we appreciate the promise of hope that comes with New Year's. And we here in Memphis at the Political Cesspool Radio Program promise you another year of programming filled with, as this top 10 list has proven, pleasant surprises, thrilling accomplishments, and of course, celebrity guests and the razor-tongued commentary that you've come to expect from our award-winning show. In other words, we've got some big plans in store for you in 2013. And what's so wonderful about it, Eddie, is we don't know any more than the listeners what to expect. I mean, there will be things that we can't anticipate. Media interview requests that come in, scandals, attacks, accomplishments, victories. We don't know what the new year is going to hold. I mean, we're going to do our part and we're going to make plans. But the thing that really make these things so special is that you never know what's going to fall into your lap. Like Ray Stevens, you know, that Ray Stevens interview came up because his publicist emailed me a day or two before and said, you know, they wanted to come on the show. You know, that just fell into my lap. Walter Jones getting back with you and being so flexible as to work around our schedule so he could appear live. I mean, you just can't plan and anticipate stuff like that. But whatever the case, whatever happens, we'll all experience it together. And we'll all go on that journey and adventure together beginning next week, the first show of 2013. Hey, everybody, be safe on New Year's Eve. Drive safe. Don't do anything silly. Don't be foolish. And spend the time with your family. And we'll see you next Saturday here as we kick off, again, what promises to be another exciting year in the political cesspool as we continue to lead the way. On behalf of the entire staff and crew in Utah, the Bushman Family, Liberty News Radio, our crew here in Memphis, Bill, Eddie, Keith, and Winston, I'm James Edwards. God bless you. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.